Hello, I'm Howard and welcome to the 9320 Review Podcast, the show that's just received a cease and desist letter banning us from criticising Edison for Wolves' goal. He flapped at it, sue me, City. Anyway, mayday, mayday, City are still boring, long may it continue. We're looking back at a comfortable win over Wolves, certain legal matters. Don't worry, I once watched an entire season of Suits in one day, so I've got this covered. And we're looking at a lot more besides three to go. Or some may say four. To do all this, I'd like to be joined by Le Grand Fromage. It's Asan. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Howard. I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. Not a bank holiday where you are, is it? So,
no, it's not. But no, it's not a bank holiday here, but I'm kind of treating it like a bank holiday.
It don't matter anymore, really, if you work from home. It's just
like, no, I mean, I work for myself. Every day's a bank holiday, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Bank holidays were great when you're in an office because you're like, oh, I might be getting a bonus day off here or something. So, but the May Day ones, yeah, a bit of a weird one, is it not? So, yeah, did you have a good weekend then?
I did. It was, it was lovely, actually. A little bit of dinner with a friend I'd not seen in a long time on Friday. Saturday, plenty of football to watch. Sunday, went out for lunch at the beach because the weather was nice. So very, very relaxed. But I imagine that yours was more entertaining than mine. So how was your weekend?
Well, I can remember, yeah. perfect, mate. Absolutely perfect. Like, I couldn't have asked for more over 3 days, so I was pretty anxious on Friday because I like going to other people's birthday parties, not having my own birthday party. It's much more relaxing to go to someone else's. And yeah, I hired a room. I was really anxious because I'd hired a room below a bar in Sale that said up to 45, and 47 people had said yes to come in, so I was really worried it'd be too full and stuff. It wasn't. It was just the right amount of people. Because, yeah, as always, a few don't turn up and some are there at different times and blah, blah, blah. And yeah, I've just a brilliant night having groups of people together, my friends that have never been in the same room before, so I've never been so popular. Didn't spend a single penny all night either. So got a big cake Saturday, dragged my ass back to the pub about 1 o'clock, I think. And most importantly, of course, City won, back to the pub. Slept, roast dinner yesterday. Some brilliant presents, lovely painting off my sister. Finally, after 2 months, finished my painted by numbers present for my mum. So I woke up this morning feeling really empty and I didn't know why, and I realised I've got nothing to paint anymore. So even though I hated every single second of it, I'm actually now considering buying another one, which is weird. So yeah, the weather was beautiful yesterday, so I was absolutely buzzing because people were sat outside for the first time. So yeah. Got another cake. Really, I sent you a photo of a City cake. So.
I think you need to tweet the. I think you need to tweet the cake pictures so the audience can see the cake.
And some of my mates also was going to Pilsen later in the year for a few days with friends, and a few of friend organised a whip round basically and paid for my flight and probably some of my accommodation for that as well. So, absolutely. Blown away by the weekend, so yeah.
Well deserved.
Most importantly, City won, so yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah, not bad really. I've had worse weekends, I'll be honest. So I've got a lot of cake and chocolate to get through now, so. But shouldn't complain, so yeah.
Definitely not. Well, I made up for you and it's well deserved, sir.
And just for the podcast, we're 2-0 up on Saturday and guy. Sorry, I think it was called Alan, but I'm so terrible with names that I need to be told a name about 50 times, and that's not an exaggeration, until I remember someone's name. Sat down next to me, because my mate had just gone off to the bar, like half the crowd do in about 40 minutes or whatever. Sat down and went, big fan of the books, and I think he said podcast as well, so if you are listening, cheers. And then we got our penalty and scored, so I had a little chat with him. So it's always nice to... So that was really nice as well. You know, someone coming up to you saying, are you Howard, and saying that they love the podcast and... writing and stuff like that is always nice, as you well know. So yeah, just lots of little moments like that over the weekend was just perfect.
Splendid. It sounds like you really did have a lovely time, and as I say, well deserved, sir.
Yes, Anna. Well, my body started falling apart about 5 years ago, so it makes no difference that I've ticked over. So get that saga catalogue sent to me. I can go on the oldie holidays now. Get flu jabs and all sorts. I'm officially old, so
there excellent.
Get the Just for Men in as well. So yeah, not bad. Anyway, should we talk football?
I like it.
Let's should talk we talk football. Suits and legal matters first?
Ooh. Go on.
Yeah, then. Let's do that. So obviously it's been some would say fun, some would say not paid any attention to it. Week of rumours about 115, the charges and whatnot. Cease and desist letters, all being settled soon. Don't believe that. Quick chat on all this. What do you think the situation is? What are your thoughts on all these things swirling around at the moment? Has anything changed, or are people just desperate to cling to good news?
I mean, look, I don't think that... So I've got no idea whether City have sent legal letters out. That's probably the starting point for me. I definitely wouldn't take anything Mark Goldbridge said seriously, because the guy's quite clearly a bellend and an attention seeker. In terms of the actual charges and what the lay of the land is, I think it's impossible to tell. I think the only thing that I guess I would say is that there's rumours floating about that it maybe won't take as long as was initially suggested. There's rumours floating about that City and the Premier League are potentially trying to come to a settlement. But I mean, it's just, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to say, like, if some fella writes a Facebook post that goes, oh, they've settled it. And it's just like, yeah, come on, lads. I mean, you know, the Premier League is one of the most leakiest organisations on the planet. If a decision has been made one way or the other, it'll be in the public domain, because they just can't hide that stuff. They find it impossible to do that. So I think that I'm a little bit ambivalent to a lot of the...
Pinch of salt type of thing.
Just a little bit of a pinch of salt. I've always said from the beginning that it was a catastrophic failure of diplomacy on both sides, from the Premier League side and from City's side, because if you land in a position where the most successful club of the last 10 years in your division, you're making these accusations against them, knowing the kind of PR fallout from that will not just be PR fallout that's negative to City, it will be negative to the league as well. It has always felt like massively problematic. And then if you look at what somebody like Stefan would say, which is that it feels like it's too big of an ask to ask an independent commission to look through a decade's worth of accounts for a £1 billion business and make a call on whether those accounts are fraudulent or not, then, you know, if you were to say to me, go on then, make some mad speculation, I think probably...
Go on, Mason, make some mad speculation.
Go on then. Then I think that best case scenario for City, and I don't even know if this is possible, but maybe it's possible. Maybe what's happened is the independent commission have gone back to the Premier League and gone, we can't do this. The thing that you've asked us to do is something that we don't have the resources to do, nor the expertise to do. And if that is the case, then maybe the Premier League have a decision to make about what they do next. But who knows? Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, exactly. And I think it's far more likely that we're still in exactly the same position that we were in 6 months ago, that they've convened a panel and they've secretly decided on a date and now they're trying to keep their mouths shut. Well, but one thing I would say, Howard, very quickly, is Richard Masters last week, when he said, I can't remember the exact quote, but the insinuation that it was going to be heard soon, I think was a really poor thing for him to do. I think that the league have really got to be better at their own communication. If you know that this ain't going to be heard until October, you need to say categorically, this that's isn't going to be heard until. Yeah, exactly. So that's my position. And the other thing that I'm not uncomfortable with, but I think is a little bit something that Masters has got to look at, is Masters is doing a lot of talking in public, obviously with the spectre of the independent regulator. Having said that he wouldn't politically lobby, he's lobbied politically. He's written editorials, and he's clearly giving off-the-record briefings, and he's clearly giving on-the-record interviews. And he is clearly commenting, saying, I can't comment on the City case, and then going on to comment on it, even if it's just to say, oh, it's going to be heard soon. He needs to sort his neck out, in my opinion. Either says, I'm not commenting on that, full stop, or he goes, well, I can tell you that it's going to be heard on this particular date.
I'll do a bit of wild speculation as well, just for reading stuff and not knowing anything whatsoever.
Do it. Are we going to get a cease and desist letter if you speculate?
Allegedly, blah, blah. I don't know. Let's put it to the test. We'll know they exist then if we get one, won't we? Well, I'm not about to say that City are financial doping cheat, so I think we'll be okay, I sound, to be honest. So, or maybe, I don't know, Mark Goldbridge will send us one. Mail written in crayon. Like the one he's pretending to have now. Who knows? I absolutely feel, I'd be surprised if that hearing will always go ahead. My feeling is set in concrete on that until I read that officially it's all ended with a settlement. As far as I'm concerned, my point is that hearing will go ahead, and I think it needs to for the integrity of the Premier League, because they're in too deep now. Even if it goes ahead just as a show, I say show trial, you know, just to go through the motions when they've got little, and then there's a settlement or found not guilty. I feel it must go through. The good thing, in a way, is I think the cease and desist letters, I mean, it's a very harsh term, isn't it? It's like that whole phrase. I think they do exist. I think there's a lot of lies about who's got them, you know, a lot of silly rumours. If City are sending them out, I think that shows a sea change from City, in that they would not do that unless they were super confident. They've always said they're confident, and to me it's like, well, that doesn't really help me. You're going to say that anyway, and you don't know how it's going to go once this trial, kangaroo court, whatever, that once the tribunal meets. I feel if they're doing this now, they've got, it feels like a sea change. It feels, again, only, I'm not reading too much into it, but it feels like something's changed. Not something seismic, perhaps, but something behind the scenes has changed, in that they have confidence in now, like, saying, nah, enough, we're not being dragged through the dirt by media and by what people are saying now, which they couldn't do earlier, really. I understood they can't do anything legally until this is all settled, and they may not do after that because they may not think it's worth it. But I think if they are sending stuff out, there has to be an extra confidence behind them for them to do that. And if you believe Tommy, then that's exactly what he's saying.
You know where I stand on the rights and the wrongs of going the legal route. In the main, right, I understand why City have never really got themselves involved in anything like that, because it's just not worth the aggro. The one thing I would say, and where my opinion has changed, is this season is the first time that I've heard so many people with big platforms say Man City are cheats.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a line for me. Like, I think the idea that, well, look, City have got 115 charges against them. There's no smoke without fire. Fine, you can say that. It's cool. You know, City allegedly have broken the financial fair play rules for a decade. Fine. I'm going to let
anything
that slide.
Delaney says, fine. That's his opinion.
Yeah. But
he's not saying anything libelous or slanderous. You might not like him or like what he says. We're not talking about people like that. We're talking about what you've just said outright.
Spot on. And that's where my line
is about.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that if City have taken a particular course of action, I suspect that that course of action will be based upon people who are saying categorically Man City are cheats. And I think that if they have drawn a line, I would expect that's the line in the sand.
Thanks for listening to the first 15 minutes of the show. To listen to the full podcast and all our content, including reviews, previews, analysis, quizzes and much more, go to 9320.com to sign up now, or simply click the link in the description. So what are you waiting for? Go to 9320.com now for the best, most passionate, impartial coverage of Manchester City and beyond.